This is Lewis Navalier. It is Tuesday, September 8th. Well, the stock market's going to get up on the wrong side of bed this morning, so I thought I'd just tell you what I expect this week. First of all, it's perfectly normal for stocks to continue to consolidate. They won't want to retest the lows they were making last week. They probably will make new lows, and that's good because then they can retest. And we want to see volume dry up on any retests. So that's the main thing we want to see happen. Now, we can have a slow retest where it bounces along the bottom for a few days and volume eventually dries up, or we can have a blow-off retest where everybody panics and sells, and then the bargain hunting comes in. The main thing you want as an investor is you want the market to retest the lows, and then and you want to see the volume dry up. So this is what I expect is going to happen this week. September is a seasonally weak month. The second half of September is better, though, because we get quarter and window dressing. And so that's that. There are a couple of flagship stocks that the financial networks are talking about, so I just want to give you my comments on those, even though they're not my mainstream stocks. One, of course, is Apple. Apple is down today because some of the analysts are noting that its third quarter is not going to be that good. And we all knew that because they kicked the iPhone 12 announcement into October. And Apple, of course, has a lot of service revenue on their cloud services and things. And so their earnings are becoming more predictable. And so I'm not too worried about that. But Apple isn't really a growth stock until that new iPhone 12 is announced. And because it's a 5G phone, it's probably going to sell because everybody wants to upgrade to 5G. And then a year later, they're going to have a folding iPhone with a folding OLED screen, and it will be over a $2,000 phone. So, you know, Apple long-term, I'm not too worried about. But some analysts are picking on it today, and that's why it's down. So I just want you to know that, and that's that. Now, Tesla's, of course, down because it didn't get out of the S&P 500. They did add some of my stocks, so I appreciate that. But Tesla didn't get added, and I'm sure the folks at S&P Global, which are the gatekeepers of the S&P 500, probably want to see some operating earnings out of Tesla instead of extraordinary earnings. And then Tesla will probably eventually be added to the S&P 500. In the meantime, the big news is one of Tesla's competitors, Nikola, really surprised me. I thought Nikola was a bubble stock. I thought it was had a very controversial founder who, when he was hyping his stock, he sold a bunch to buy the most expensive home in Utah. But General Motors did a deal with Nikola to build their vehicles and took a stake in the company. So that kind of legitimizes Nikola, and both Nikola and GM are looking better today. I just want to explain what's happening in the whole electric vehicle market, and I want to start from the Wall Street perspective. Because Tesla went to ridiculous valuation, literally hitting almost 500 times forecasted earnings, other people on Wall Street were trying to get GM to spin off its EV business so they can have an electric GM versus traditional GM. There's all these reverse mergers coming. The hottest one's going to be QuantumScape. These are the special acquisition companies that, you know, the company just pops up and is publicly traded through a shell corporation. QuantumScape is supposed to be the leading battery company, backed heavily by Volkswagen and Bill Gates. Of course, you want to see, can they scale up? Can they make the batteries? So there's minor details when companies go public. So I'll be looking at QuantumScape quite a bit. I don't normally do IPOs or new issues, but if I get a feel that they're going to be able to make money on these batteries and scale up sooner than later, even I might buy that. But there's other electric truck companies coming public in reverse mergers to these special acquisition corporations. So Wall Street is trying to push EV companies, okay? And obviously it's going to start to suck away some of that money that was going to Tesla. And because making cars is kind of complicated, and it does take some expertise. And to Tesla's credit, their new Gigafactory that they're building in Berlin is going to be having new equipment there that they don't have in other plants. Specifically, the floor of the Model Y is made from approximately 12 different components that have to be, you know, assembled. The German one is going to have one huge press. So they're buying 8 presses from a big Italian company to make the biggest aluminum presses of almost any car manufactured. And that's all for quality control. You know, you can't build German cars without high quality. So Tesla learns, they adapt, and so when they start building the Model Ys in Germany, they probably will be selling them. But Elon Musk on Friday did visit Volkswagen, and he did he and the chairman seemed to get along, and he did drive the ID3, which is the new hot selling vehicle in Europe, and it brings up all kinds of interesting discussions. All these EV companies, if they can team with an existing manufacturer like Nikola's teaming with GM for its Badger pickup and its other vehicles, that's a good sign, okay? And it's a good sign that they can be more efficient, they can go more mainstream, because if they try to do it themselves, they're just, it's going to be tough. And even Tesla might have to team up with somebody, you know, that, you know, it's, you know, Volkswagen's pretty darn efficient when they make vehicles. And so it'll be fascinating to see what happens. But, you know, the Tesla bubble's being pricked, okay, but money's flowing to other areas. So don't worry about all these gyrations in the market, okay? The bottom line is the market got overbought. There were some stocks going up without a lot of earnings that had to be pricked, okay? Also, Tesla's third quarter earnings were slashed by the analyst community. And so you had to prick those bubbles, and then the stocks that are going to have the best earnings are going to be fine. And the analysts will be commenting on the third quarter results more and more as we come to the end of the quarter. And our stocks will have positive comments, so we'll benefit from buying pressure. So this is the last week to probably get in before the quarter window dressing starts. Let's hope for a good retest here. You know, if you own Nikola, that stock is overbought, even though it surged today on the GM news. GM, of course, is trying to be more trendy now. Of course, they're going to have the electric Hummer coming out. You know, it's fascinating that the Hummer is going to require incredible batteries, and there still is an acute lithium battery shortage in the world. And we'll see if LG Chem, the battery supplier GM, can, you know, meet the demand. LG Chem has had ambitious goals and has missed before, but they do have the biggest plant in the world in Poland, and they'll be building a big plant in the U.S. to make all the battery cells for the Hummer. So it'll be fascinating to see how the electric vehicle market unfolds. Right now it's being led by Europe because there's incredible tax incentives over there, and we'll see who the ultimate winners are. But the alliances with the big auto companies are probably going to become more common, and even Tesla may be forced to do that eventually. But right now, the German Gigafactory is going to be their most efficient plant, and that should be one of their highest quality cars, just because of all the new equipment they're installing. Again, the entire floor plan, floor of the vehicle, will be one big aluminum stamp versus 12 individual pieces of aluminum. So that's just higher quality, and it's going to be interesting just to see all these alliances, how they unfold. And let's hope they can get the batteries that everybody needs. So that's it, everybody. That's my comment. I would expect a bit of a reversal today after a weak opening. And then let's just hope we retest the lows, volume dries up, and then we can go bargain hunting. And then, of course, quarter window dressing season starts next week. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to give you an update. Take care.